Could you be a little more, you know, dog-like?
The request was spoken with barely disguised contempt.
Yes, I could, I replied. If you could be a bit more like a human being. I mean, Jesus wept, how difficult can this be?
I didn't actually say that, of course, but I distinctly heard myself utter the words inside my head as I nonchalantly gazed around the 3-meter-square, airtight padded cell in which I was currently imprisoned. Ugh, this session's going nowhere fast, I thought. Steve, the sound engineer, visibly winced and looked at the floor. The producer from the agency looked on impassively, while the two creative copywriters just looked embarrassed. Fresh out of media college and an internship at some Shoreditch boutique brand agency, she was no more than 25 years old, platinum blonde hair, blue eyes, and a Generation Z attitude to match. She was glaring at me through the quadruple glazing of the soundproof window, separating the sound booth in which I was sitting from the control room. This was the 23rd take in a voiceover session that should have finished almost 20 minutes ago, and would have had she approved take 3, which was the best. The talkback microphone clicked off and slammed into the slowly developing headache caused by the increasing airlessness in the room. Through the glass, I could see her mouthing like a fish out of water. Unfortunately for her, I'd learned to lip-read. All those years spent in acoustically isolated sound booths had seen to that. The obscenities were pouring from her now. Steve, the sound engineer, with his back to her but facing me, rolled his eyes to the ceiling. He'd seen and heard it all before, probably many times already that week, and then he slowly dropped his chin resignedly onto his chest. She paused mid-rant to sip her barista-style, skinny white latte flat almond mocha ristretto and gave her equally complicated keto-centric lunch order to the prepubescent studio runner, who was all of 16 years old and greener behind the ears than an avocado salad, which coincidentally is what she just ordered for lunch.
Take 24.
It was Steve on the talkback. I cleared my throat, took a deep breath, and barked like a bitch on heat for the 24th time that morning. Dog food commercials were never my favourite. Campaigns for breakfast cereal or soap powder were the main prize for every voiceover artist worth his or her salt. The tasty residuals that rolled in via one's agent, less the obligatory 16.5% plus VAT, more than made up for the ritual humiliation. And there was plenty of it. Humiliation, that is. Ah, yes. I forgot to explain. No, I'll do better than that. Let me introduce myself. My name is Peter Dixon. Voice artist, voice talent, voiceover talent, voiceover artist, voiceover man. MVO1, announcer guy, voice of God, gob on a stick, vocal prostitute. Just call me what you will. All of the above apply. I answer to Peter, Dicko, Dickers, Dixon, Pedro, Rachel Adadeji, and occasionally, hey you asshole. Contrary to my loud public persona, I am somewhat reserved, but always optimistic, especially when there's the possibility of a grand to be trousered before lunch. My glass is always half full, often quite literally. Just don't ask me to tell you who I really am. I lost myself years ago. I looked through the glass. She was caressing her expensive blonde Tony and Guy tresses and smiling like an alligator who had just spotted baby duckling on the happy hour menu at the Cranky Creek Buffet. Nanoseconds later, static in my headphones as the talkback flicked back into life.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, Pete. I think we have it. Good job, yeah. Anyway, you're free to go and have a great day.
I gently placed the DT-100 headphones on the blue Hessian-topped coffee-stained desk, on the side of which was crudely carved N Rules, a reference to veteran UK voice actor N Reitel, who had carved his name on every available surface in every voice booth in the city before he buggered off to Los Angeles. As I got up to leave, I glanced at the spit-spattered Neumann U47 vintage microphone, one of a priceless matched pair and a veteran of a million sessions. The Neumann U47 is the granddaddy of large diaphragm condenser microphones and features a legendary sound that's captured the voices of the greatest singers of the modern era. The Beatles used it to great effect, as did Frank Sinatra,